Carrie's Couch. Carrie's Couch.
Michelle, you were speaking about the bone marrow. Will Kyra need bone marrow also?
Yes, so once round six is over, they will then test her bone marrow to see where she's at, and we require a bone marrow donor for her. That's the most important part right now. We tested my little daughter, who wasn't a match, so we're currently looking for a bone marrow match for her.
And what kind of a person are you looking for? Must it be an Indian female?
Yes.
Or can it be a white person? Or does it have to be an Indian person?
It has to be. According to the doctor, a female is a better match. Yeah, so you have to be between the ages of 18 and 55. If you want to register, you can contact DKMS, which is formerly known as Sunflower Fund, and they will go through it with you, and then you can tell them if you've got an issue and if you're on medication, they can tell you whether you can still join the registry or not.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Is this very time specific? I mean, if Kyra doesn't find a match this month, does she just continue on the platelets and everything until a match does come?
Okay, so what happens now is once round six is finished, and if she doesn't have a match by then, her doctor did say she has to continue with chemo, and chemo would eventually continue for 3 years. So that is why we have a desperate need for a bone marrow match.
And how does one get tested? What is the process for getting tested?
It's actually quite simple. Firstly, so if you want to get onto the registry, firstly, you can go onto their site, register. Once you register, they'll send you an email stating that you've now registered on the site, and they will then courier a test kit to your home. Due to COVID, they aren't able to just easily have a bone marrow drive.
I'm actually online right now, and I'll tell you, it's the DKMSAfrica.org,
yeah.
And there's a be a donor, and I'm just filling in one for myself now. I see they ask for your residential address, and then they're going to send something to you.
Yes.
And then you obviously do the swab. They will have it on file until such time as you are a match for someone.
Yeah.
Michelle, may I just ask, let's just about Kyra for a second. Where is Kyra currently?
She's currently receiving her round five treatment in hospital as we speak.
And how has her mindset been? I mean, she's still an 11-year-old girl who still just wants to play and have fun and do all that kind of stuff, you know? So does she understand what's happening? What has her reaction been like?
100%. She knows exactly what's going on. She knows her treatment plans, everything. She's been so strong. Her thing is, if you cry, I'll cry. She hasn't cried. Even when we broke the news to her, she did not cry. She says she has faith. She knows she's going to be well again. So she's very, very strong. Yes, she has her moments, you know, but she's taken well to treatment thus far. And yeah, she's doing good.
And her little sister, does she understand what's happening?
She knows everything that's happening. And I think that's what's keeping our family so strong, is that, you know, the girls are so full of faith and they're so strong. And, you know, it's been an amazing journey, I'll be honest with you.
Sure. I just want to say to you right now, if you're listening, you know, maybe you don't know Kyra, but there's someone in your family that you love very, very, very much. All it takes is to pop into one of these blood donor centers. It is maybe 8 minutes of your time. Go and donate blood. And you can also go right now to find out about other donors, prospective donors for DKMS. So the website is www.dkms-africa.org. That was formerly known as the Sunflower Fund. Because you might just be a match for this little girl. And because of you, she gets to have a future. Well, Michelle, I just want to tell you again, you are really just shining as a mom, and we wouldn't wish this on anyone, but you are handling it so incredibly. And you know what, there are many other parents who have gone through something similar, and someone else who's about to hear this kind of news. And I think it's just a reminder as well that cancer can and will be beaten. And please will you tell Kyra that we love her so much, and we're sending her so much love, and that we are going to find her a donor.
I will do, definitely. Thank you so much.